questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or on religious issues in general. Like always, we invite some scholars and researchers from Qom Seminary Schools. This time, again, we have the honor to have Sheikh Nur Muhammad with us in the studio. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome here. Dear Sheikh, the question of the day that we want to ask it from your presence is about the patience, the concept of patience. What should we do to, in order to be patient? And is there any way to be a thanksgiving entity, thanksgiving person in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So can you give us some recommendations from the Islamic culture?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we have to understand the meaning of as-sabr. As I mentioned in the previous episode and describe a little bit about the meaning of as-sabr, because we have in the verse of Noble Quran numerous verses, and of course beside that in our hadith corpus, many narrations that are talking about the concept of as-sabr. What does it mean? It means actually, when you face some hardships and difficulties, to be strong, to be persistent. This is a meaning of sabr.
True.
And actually, it is, as I said, it is very easier said than done.
Very true.
Because when we face some hardships and difficulties, or when we get some illnesses, most of the people, unfortunately, they become anxious and they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately. But if you be strong, if you be persistent and always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to lose your serenity and try to have some kind of control over your, feeling, in that case, you become actually sabir or patient.
Very true.
And persistent, actually, in that case.
That's very beautiful that the term patience or sabr itself is intermingled with the name Zainab Salamu Alaiha.
Exactly.
So what were in the personality of Lady Zainab Salamu Alaiha that actually is known as a sabur, as a person who was really patient? You see, for us, it might not be understandable that when 18 people from your own family are sacrificed in front of your eyes, your brother is going to be killed alive and to be killed in the worst way possible. So how makes it, what makes her that patient that even having all these troubles, all these catastrophes, her night prayer is not going to be qada?
You see that maybe a part of the reason is your strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you have your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always your heart remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that case you become strong. If you attach yourself and you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you become more strong and you become, you become persistent against the problems and hardships. You see that the one way, as I said, to, we have some recommendations here in order to practice to become more patient and more sabr and to have some kind of, to be grateful toward the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all is to, as I said, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is key remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish your relationship with him. Another point is to look at the biography of those people who were persistent and sabr. For example, look at the biography of some scholars in a very difficult situation, politically speaking, economically speaking, and so on and so forth. They lived, they were very resistant, they did not forget about their goals, and they continue, you know, persistently their path toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. and they fulfill the duty and responsibilities. Very. It's really helpful. I really recommend my dear listeners to go and look at the, I don't know, biography of their, you know, scholars, mm-hmm. Islamic scholars, or even sometimes some scientists, people who were successful.
Very true.
In a very poor situation, they succeed to have very bright future.
Look, yeah, it's quite famous that the late Ayatollah Bajet was always recommending to read the books of Tarajim. The books of Tarajim,
exactly.
are the books which are written about the biography of the scholars.
We cannot imagine how studying the biographies of successful people is, you know, influential on your spiritual cleansing and to become more patient and persistent.
Yeah.
You can follow it up, you know, via these social media. Easily you can find the life and the biography of successful people.
Yeah.
You can study it and you can benefit from it.
It has one other benefit, Sheikh, that, for example, we feel a sort of sympathy with them. Because if we, like, as a duty, study about the infallibles, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, we say, okay, they were infallibles, we cannot be like them. But there are some samples, examples, that they are not infallible people, but they reach to the levels and borders of infallibility.
Exactly. Because, you know, this is a nature of human being. When we face some, or sometimes when we encounter one problem, we imagine that we are only, that I have encountered this problem, nobody else.
So we have to refrain saying, oh, why all these problems are on me? Why should I tolerate all this turmoil?
The reason.
Why is it going to be for me? For
exactly.
example, in case one misses or loses one of the dearest ones, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are you doing it on me? So it is for all of the people, brother, sister.
Exactly, exactly. And this is the reason of that we are not aware about those other people.
Yeah.
If you look at the lives of other people, you can find that many people, they have maybe more difficult situation than you.
Yeah.
But you are not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at these biographies, or for example, to visit.
Very true.
The life of some poor people, and if you pay visit to them, look at them, look at how difficult life some of the people have, then you immediately, then automatically you become grateful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh. I think the life of Lady Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a good role model for us to take some lessons of sabr and patience. If you give us some more hints from her holy life that made her quite exceptional in comparison to the other ladies in the world, I think we can take lots of lessons from her. Is there any other lesson that we can take from her personality here?
Of course, many lessons we can take from the life of Lady Zainab.
Mm.
For example, maybe and one lesson is how great love she had for her brother Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. Mm. And this great affection, we cannot go to the understand how great her love was for Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and her affection toward her brother and her imam.
Mm.
So we can benefit this lesson that, we should have same affection and following our imam, Imam al-Mahdi, last savior of humanity, and to follow the order of imam. You see that, talking about other recommendation to become more persistent and more, you know, patient, you can go to the, for example, mosque and masajid and pay visit to other people, your fellow brothers and sisters, and to have a spiritual environment, you know, when you fall into one disaster or difficulty,
sure.
try to go to the spiritual environment.
Mm-hmm.
This spiritually helps you a lot.
Very true.
Okay? Yeah. Pay visit to your brothers and sisters, to talk to have this kind of, you know, dialogue and conversation with other fellow human being,
mm-hmm.
especially your faithful brothers and sisters. It really helpful. Because I know that maybe some of our dear listeners, maybe they do not have much relationship with other fellow human being, because first, you know, after all, some cultures, especially Western culture, is, you know, you have your own private life, your individualism, and so on and so forth. But if you go, be more sociable, try to talk to those people who are nice people, pure people, faithful people, then you can find a lot of encouragement.
Very true. So there were lots of, there were many fruitful recommendations from the behavior and the, let's say, conduct of the Ahlul Bayt. Let's focus now on the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Al-Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So when there is a catastrophe, and when there is something difficult comes to you, so take refuge to God. If you shed some light on that, I would be thankful.
Exactly. To always to say that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. It means that to understand your origin.
Mm.
What is your what was your origin and what is your destination?
Very true.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was, or all of us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, inna lillah. And our destination would be returning toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
So if you believe in that, if you understand it,
we were nothing. And what we are, we were from God because we didn't have an existence, and we shall return to Him.
Exactly. And so we have, you know, and what is the philosophy of this creation?
Mm-hmm.
What is the philosophy of creation of mankind?
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
In order for me to become one real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actually become one completed, you know, righteous person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice, righteous person. This is a philosophy of creation. In that case, you can easily tackle these hardships and difficulties of life.
Directly or indirectly, in this verse of God wants us to remember Allah, whether we are happy or whether we are in turmoil or in a difficult situation. So remembering God actually tunes us. I mean, in case we are too much happy, so remember God. This happiness came from God to you. It's not from yourself. In
exactly.
case we are in trouble, okay, take care. This is again, you shall return to God. Don't worry about that. Just remember God. The remembrance itself actually helps us to solve the problem.
Exactly. And the dhikr, actually you meant that, for example, we have many verses of Noble Quran talking about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you remember Him verbally and sometimes by your heart.
Very true.
I mean, spiritually speaking, you make your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe sometimes this remembrance of Allah by your heart maybe sometimes is more valuable than remembering only via your tongue.
Very
okay,
true.
To have your establish your relationship with Allah and with A'immatu Ahlul Bayt, the you know household of the Noble Prophet Muhammad, it is really helpful for
That's
those
it.
People who have this kind of experience. They can you know relate to this issue. And they can see how the role, what is a role of that in tackling our problems.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your scholarly answers to the question that we pose here in this show. And your respected listeners, for staying tuned and listening to Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. Till our next session, I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.